Welcome to MetaStrategy's Forum on World-Class IT. I'm Peter High, and I'm pleased to welcome Joe Abidaoud to the broadcast. Joe is the CIO at Toronto-based metals mining company, Hudbay Minerals. In that capacity, Joe supports more than 1,400 employees, with the majority of them in Flin Flon, a longtime mining community in northern Manitoba, where copper and zinc ore are extracted from a mine a mile underground. Prior to his time at Hudbay, Joe was the head of IT at Direct Energy Home and Business Services. His past experience also includes time as a senior consultant at Keen Canada, as a senior analyst at AT&T Canada, and as an analyst at Scotiabank. In 2011, Joe received a Computer World Premier Top 100 Leadership Award, and in 2009, he was named a Top 25 CTO by CW Magazine and was recognized by that magazine for a Top 100 IT project. Joe has an engineering diploma from St. Mary's University and a technology diploma from the Information Technology Institute. I recently caught up with Joe in his office in Toronto, and our conversation focused on World-Class IT Principle 4, IT and Business Partnerships, as Joe spoke about the way in which he has built relationships with his colleagues outside of IT, the IT centricity of many of the things that Hudbay does, as well as a variety of other topics. Joe Abidaoud, welcome to the Forum on World-Class IT.
Thank you, Peter. It's a pleasure to be here.
Great. Well, Joe, not all of our listeners may be familiar with Hudbay, so I wonder if you could take a moment to describe the business as well as your role in it.
Yeah, absolutely. So Hudbay Minerals Incorporated, we are a publicly traded Canadian-based integrated mining company in base metals, primarily copper, zinc, gold, silver. We have assets in North America and South America. Our main operating platform is located in northern Manitoba, a town familiar to some people known as Flin Flon. We've got three underground mines there, along with production facilities. We also own a project about 2 hours away out of Flin Flon in the Snow Lake area. We expect that to be our next big mine. And we've got some activity going on right now with a recent acquisition in Peru with our Constancia project.
That's great. And can you talk a bit about the role of CIO at Hudbay Minerals?
Yep. So I am the Chief Information Officer, as you just pointed out. I'm responsible for all the technological functions in the company. I'm also responsible for implementing any new technology, assessing mergers and acquisitions for integration. Obviously, some major change delivery when it comes to systems or any IT infrastructure. And recently, I've been looking at ways that the IT organization can start to add value to specific functions within the business unit.
That's great. Can you talk a bit about that process? How have you gone about investigating how IT can integrate itself more into to the business and add value?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been with Hudbay now for about just over a year. I started in February of 2010. And, as you know, Peter, I didn't come from the mining industry. I came from the energy. So my first 2 weeks on the job, I spent a lot of time at our main operations platform in Flin Flon. I got immediately oriented with the operations and also went underground, about a mile underground, in fact, in our flagship mine, which is the 777 mine. In Flin Flon, I spent pretty much the first year of my time in Hudbay understanding the mining business, understanding what the core drivers are, meeting with business leaders, touring the operations, and I just happened to also inherit a major implementation of a new ERP system for our Flin Flon operations. And that ERP system touched virtually every area of the mining operations, human resources, finance, maintenance, logistics, materials, IT. So that was an opportune time for me not only to see and learn about mining, but also to get into the detail with the implementation of the ERP. So I had an opportunity to sort of see how the change of an IT system, in fact, impacts the different areas within the mining operations.
That's great. Needless to say, this is a business that, traditionally speaking, hasn't been considered particularly tech-centric. Can you talk a bit about how technology is leveraged? I mean, maybe you can tell us a bit about some of your plans, your IT plans for the foreseeable future.
You know, that's an interesting comment because, not being from the mining industry traditionally, I had some of those same misconceptions when it came to technology maybe not being traditionally tech-centric. In fact, mining companies rely heavily on technology, and they're actually quite sophisticated. Like from an operating standpoint, for example, an exploration, they use, as I would describe, sort of electromagnetic technology to do geophysical surveys. So literally from the air, or from the surface, I should say, You know, they can see 700-800 meters below the ground, which is pretty sophisticated, you know, when you think of that. It's definitely not your traditional, you know, stake and shovel type of operation by any means. We leverage quite a bit when it comes to wireless communications, you know, satellite communications, either radio communications. Communications play a big part in our operations. You know, and I just mentioned we implemented a new ERP system, you know, which helps drive a lot of efficiency and automation for our business operations. So it is actually very sophisticated. Technology is actually quite prevalent within the mining space. However, it's just not known for that, and I think that's probably some of the things that, you know, CIOs in the mining industry can start to tell more of their story and get more of that word out on the street.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes very good sense. Very interesting to hear more about how technology is used in the operation. As you have been embarking on your first year of work at Hudbay, has it been a process to get all of the business leaders to understand all that it is that you were hoping to do, to communicate with them? You talked a bit about the process you went through to come up to speed on the market. I wonder if you could talk about how you engaged the business to make sure they were appropriately coming up to speed on what you felt was necessary from an IT perspective.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So I did a couple of things when I first joined Hudbay as IT leader here at the company. One of the things I did was, you know, like I mentioned, you know, I spent a lot of time in Flin Flon operation, you know, and got a tour of the flagship mine, 777. But what I also did is, in the course of me meeting with business leaders and sort of understanding their priorities, I also took an opportunity to put out a survey. So I constructed, with the help of my team, you know, a 25-question survey, fairly straightforward, but I think that was relevant to the business. And the purpose of that was really to baseline and understand what the priorities of the business are, but also understand, you know, how IT is perceived within the business. That survey provided tremendous value. You know, it gave us an incredible amount of data to look through, but it also allowed us to now understand what type of role we were actually playing versus what type of role we thought we were playing, you know, when I came in. It also allowed us to focus on what areas where, you know, there may be some either misperceptions, or were there some areas where we were delivering some values and learning how we could take those areas and apply them to some others. So the survey was actually very helpful. In fact, we repeated the survey this year, and we've seen tremendous progress across the board in nearly every category, and that was very encouraging. A couple of the other things, you know, that I'd like to point out is you know, our business, especially our business and operations, are very engaged when it comes to IT. And that is something I'm very fortunate to be a part of. When I inherited the ERP implementation, there was a very strong governance structure in place that comprised of representation from all the business units. And that governance structure was very involved in the day-to-day responsibility of delivering that project. So there was a tremendous amount of ownership right within the functional areas. And that made my job a lot easier, you know, as the IT leader coming and trying to implement some new technology, working with a third-party vendor, knowing that there's going to be a significant amount of change taking place with respect to business process. It was really nice to have really good partners at the Flin Flon operations that not only contributed on a daily basis, but they understood the value this was going to bring. They took ownership, they owned their respective areas, and it made it for a very, what I would consider to be a successful implementation. We implemented the first week in April. We're currently in production. We've had our typical issues that everybody would expect with an ERP. Nothing catastrophic, but you know, I would say that, you know, all in all, the feeling is one of satisfaction and success. People are starting to really, really feel like we did a good job.
That's great. Is that a governance structure that you will have carry over to other projects as well?
We will have that carry over to other projects. We are actually still using it in other projects that are ongoing, even non-IT projects. So this is not a governance structure that's necessarily just for IT change, but it's a governance structure that's being applied across. It consists of multiple layers. It consists of, obviously, an executive steering committee. So there's executive representation and sponsorship right at the top. We've got, you know, frontline managers involved. We've got, you know, VP, director level people in there. And everybody sort of has a role. And it's very, very clear in terms of who's accountable for what their role is, you know, and that all sort of gets pulled together with a project management office that we have for the ERP, and it's worked very well for us.
Can you talk a little bit about how your team is structured? Do you have, is it a centralized IT function? Do you have IT people in the field as well?
We've got actually somewhat of a hybrid setup when it comes to the structure of IT, and we're actually currently evaluating that. We continuously evaluate not just the IT structure, but the structure of our organization in general to ensure that, you know, it's optimally organized for, obviously, the growth initiatives within Hudbay. So in the IT department, what we currently have is we currently have a centralized, obviously, CIO function. We have a centralized architecture function, and we have a shared services model when it comes to our IT infrastructure. But what we've actually done in Flin Flon, we have a significant amount of IT presence from both application and infrastructure support, considering that we have, you know, well over 1,000 employees at that operation. It makes sense to do that. There are, you know, some offices which are much smaller that we may have where, you know, we'll have under 50 employees. and we may support them somewhat remotely. So we leverage our resources as efficiently as possible, as effectively as we can, to support the business, depending on, obviously, you know, the number of employees, the sophistication of the operation, and where it's located.
Makes sense. Joe, you've mentioned your operation in Flin Flon. Obviously, as we speak, you're in your corporate office in Toronto. The organization also has aspirations to continue to grow, in some cases in far-flung areas around the world. As the organization aspires to acquire and to grow internationally, how do you see IT growing with it to support that model?
Yeah, no, very good question. You know, as you mentioned, you're absolutely right. This is a very good and exciting time in Hudbay's history. You know, our CEO has done a great job of ways of growing our business and following through on that promise. We've, you know, announced a recent acquisition in Peru. And, you know, IT is going to play an important part of that strategy. You know, I mentioned earlier that I spent a significant amount of time, you know, in Flin Flon. In fact, last year, during my first year with the company, I spent over 72 business days and made over 17 trips to our Flin Flon operation. Critical part, there was, you know, major initiatives going on there, and I had to spend time with the business leaders to understand what their priorities were. I also have visited and spent time at our newly acquired office in Lima. And that was important because as that operation look grow, we've got to look at ways of integrating that into the Hudbay organization. So travel is pretty common when it comes to mining. You'll probably find very similar stories when you speak to other executives. And it's also common to many of the people here at Hudbay, not just myself. We've got many senior leaders, team members, managers who travel frequently. And that's really the nature of the business. You really need to go where the activity is and be involved. So not only is IT, you know, visible at the various operating sites and offices, but we're also extremely involved. And we continue that philosophy within the IT organization because I think it's one that will demonstrate value over the long run.
That's great. Before letting you go, I wanted to ask you a bit about your thoughts on technology trends. As you look out into the future, are there any that are particularly interesting personally or professionally that you hope to leverage?
Yeah, I would say that, you know, looking at, you know, our core business and, you know, where value comes out of mining, there's a lot to do with, you know, exploration, a lot to do with development, production, you know, sales. And, you know, you've got operations that sort of wraps right around that. And when you look at technology surrounding exploration, any technology surrounding exploration is going to be exciting to me. Any way, you know, we can leverage technology, obviously, to improve our success rate at exploring new prospects, you know, is going to be huge. We spend a significant amount of money. Our CEO announced early on when he joined that, you know, we're going to concentrate on exploration and we're going to spend significant capital on exploration. So technology surrounding that's going to be important. I touched a little bit about that early on when I talked about electromagnetic geophysical surveys. You know, stuff like that excites me. Areas around communications excites me. Any improvements in wireless capabilities when it comes to either, you know, data communications, voice communications. We've got mining operations in remote areas in South America, remote areas, you know, in Canada. Canada tends to be a little bit easier when it comes to facilitating some of the communications requests. But South America is very sophisticated as well. We leverage satellite communications there. So anything around communications will excite me. Another particular area, and you know, I haven't heard much about it myself, you know, if I'm looking even further ahead down the road, is robotics. I think robotics is very interesting, not just in mining, but I think there's going to be a lot of applications. And I think, you know, as things like, you know, the cost of fuel, the cost of labor continue to increase over time, you'll start to see, and technology improves around robotics, you'll start to see, I think, robotics playing, you know, key roles in different areas.
Makes sense. Well, Joe Abidaoud, this has been a fantastic conversation. Thank you so much for joining us in the forum on World Class IT and sharing some insights from your experience.
Well, thank you very much, Peter. It's a pleasure.
Just listen to a podcast in a series we call Meta Strategies Forum on World Class IT. If you like what you've heard, please consider reading my book, World Class IT, Why Businesses Succeed When IT Triumphs, published by Josie Bass, a division of Wiley Press, in December of 2009. Both the book and the forum on World Class IT offer stories from a wide range of top IT leaders relating to Meta Strategies' five principles of World Class IT. The five principles are as follows. Principle one is people, and it's really the foundational principle. Without the right people doing the right jobs at the right time, it'll be nearly impossible to achieve excellent performance. The second principle is infrastructure. We like to say that this is the principle that separates proactive organizations from reactive ones. If infrastructure is not reliably performing its tasks, the IT organization will become stuck in reactive mode, consistently fighting fires. If systems and hardware and networks and so on work reliably, then a larger portion of the organization can think about the future. The third principle is project and portfolio management. This is the engine through which new capabilities can be brought to bear on behalf of the company. It is important to ensure that projects are delivered on time, on budget, and on target, and that the portfolio collectively supports the objectives of the business. The fourth principle is IT and business partnerships. It's important that, first and foremost, the different parts of IT, from business analysis to development and QA, through to support and all other aspects of IT, communicate effectively and efficiently. It's equally important, then, that IT develop a partnering relationship with the business that it is a part of. If the three prior principles are done well, then IT should earn a place at the strategy setting table, driving different parts of the business strategy. The fifth and last principle is external partnerships. Outsourcing is becoming a crucial weapon that organizations are employing, and managing these relationships to ensure that value is achieved is critical. In the fourth principle, the organization has learned and contributed to the discussion about what is strategic and what is not. Once that's clear, then it will be easier to determine which aspects of IT might be better managed by external partners or vendors. For more information about these five principles and sub-principles that are associated with each, please visit our website at www.metisstrategy.com. And please share your thoughts and comments by contacting us at feedback@metisstrategy.com. Our editor is Chris Davis, and our theme music was written by David Armin. I'm Peter High. Thanks for listening.